Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
If you want to turn up the heat in your bedroom, it might be just as simple as lacing up your sneakers. Can exercise really help increase your sex life and make your libido just a little bit better? My guest today is Jen Hale. She is a fitness and behavioral specialist, a wellness consultant, and a personal trainer. Welcome to the show, Jen. So tell us about sex and exercise. Can exercise really help your sex life?
Of course. A lot of people come in when they are entering a relationship or getting ready for their marriage. They want to get fit. They want to get healthy. They want to feel good. So when you get moving, when you get your heart rate pumping, your body makes changes and you just start to feel better in the bedroom and you feel stronger. Anytime that you go out for a walk, you increase your self-esteem. You kind of get rid of some of that stress so that you feel better when you are around your partner and you guys can make more of a connection instead of worrying about, you know, outside stressors. You've kind of already worked off the work day and you can relax a little bit more and focus on your partner.
So does it actually physiologically do stuff for like testosterone levels and blood flow, you know, maybe even help the orgasm a little bit?
Of course. For men, it definitely increases testosterone. Women, it increases a little bit their testosterone. We obviously have other hormones involved. But you still feel a little more amorous after a workout because you just feel good.
Well, and of course, you know, just getting your blood flowing kind of makes you feel everything in your body. And, you know, when you're feeling a little tighter and a little thinner and, you know, all of that sort of thing, your heart's been pumping. Well, the heart, a muscle, but also part of our sort of sexual organs, so that they say. So now you were talking about taking a walk. Does weight training do the same thing? Are we talking about mostly cardiovascular exercise?
Weight training does the same thing. Just most people have access to walking outside, but I am a big proponent of using weights for squats, for lunges, for chest press, for upright rows. Anything that you can do to kind of feel your body more will tighten everything up and make you feel more attractive to your partner and maybe be more attractive to your partner because it does use every muscle in your body, especially most free weight exercises use your core muscles. So it kind of gets the blood flowing to where it needs to be.
Now, so are we talking about exercise right before sex and then it's kind of sweaty sex, or are we talking about just exercise in general? You know, is there any kind of correlation between, you know, you said maybe it gets your blood flowing and you might be a little bit, you know, kind of ready afterwards, but is it just something that if you get a regular exercise in 150 minutes a week, ACSM recommends, that it's going to kind of continue that way and make you both feel better so you can have sex anytime?
Of course. You don't have to work out right before. Some people do have that gym crush that they get a little more excited about when they're in the gym, so maybe they'll be more attracted to them right after a workout. But if you have daily exercise, you will just feel better when you do have date night, and you'll be more excited about what may come after dinner.
See, and I think that's great, and there was a Harvard School of Public Health found that men who exercise vigorously for 20 to 30 minutes a day were 30% less likely to report having erectile dysfunction than were couch potatoes. So for men, getting that blood flow can also, you know, kind of replace the need for some kind of Viagra, right? Now, what about things like, you know, swimming, cycling, you know, just really anything? Kind of give us your best sexual exercises that might give us an all-around nice sexual feeling.
Oh, goodness. Swimming and cycling for sure, because they get your legs pumping. I feel the same way about walking lunges. Anything that you do, running marathons, everything that kind of gets your full body in motion, will get you ready for the big moment.
Well, I also think, Jen, that flexibility, working on stretching, whether it's yoga, Pilates, or just some simple ballet-type stretching exercises, that's going to improve your flexibility. And what would that do? That's going to help you, you know, maybe stimulate your imagination a little bit if you're in more flexible shape, sort of every guy's dream, a real flexible girl. So I think flexibility is really important, too. What do you think?
I agree. A lot of people feel like flexibility will just help you get into certain positions that you're looking for with your partner. It also just helps you in movements when you're working out. You know, you're able to do more physically when you're either working out or with your partner so that you can kind of, you know, just love on them a little bit more.
You know, and I'm thinking about yoga too, Jen, because the fact is that yoga helps you work on breathing, you know, and helps relax you. So many women today, especially women, I say, you know, with kids, I have two kids, 10 jobs, you know. And so that's what we think of. Sex is like the last thing on the list of things I need to be worrying about right now. So yoga and those kinds of things can really help you relax so that you're more in the mood, right? I mean, would you think?
Of course. Yoga kind of takes you through every movement that you can imagine while you're breathing. It stretches. It opens your chest up so that you do get more oxygen to your lungs and your heart. It also helps women, I find, hold a lot of tension in their shoulders, so it kind of helps them relax their shoulders more and just be able to breathe better.
I think that's what's so important, too, is that not only can it help you breathe better so that you have more stamina for any of those things that you want to try, but, you know, it definitely helps you with your breathing and all of that. So we have about a minute and a half left here, Jen. Give us your best advice for exercising, for healthy body, great sex life.
I think it's just important to be consistent in what you do, whether it's cardiovascular, whether it's weights, whether it's a combination of the two, eating the right foods. I feel, you know, a lot of body image today and exercise regimens are based off of how we look towards somebody else or how we look in the mirror. So it's just as long as you're consistent, you will start to feel better and you'll be more relaxed with your partner so that you guys can be more affectionate toward each other and enjoy each other better when you're alone.
Absolutely. I think that it's so important that, you know, you make yourself feel that good. And Jen's talked about walking lunges and building muscle and really getting some good exercises, pumping a little bit of iron, doing some weight training, and especially core training, which will really help you feel slimmer and a little bit tighter. And then there's those flexibility training exercises that we talked about, yoga, Pilates, stretching. You can do some ballet exercises to get flexible, and then you can really let your partner know that you've been really working on your flexibility, and that'll kind of turn everybody on too. Exercise gets your blood flowing, gets your heart pumping, so you feel better about yourself. And as Jen pointed out, self-esteem is so important. And when you exercise, not only do those endorphins get going, so you feel better, you feel more relaxed, and you feel happier about yourself, but that self-esteem is going to pick up just a little bit and make it so that you are not as, you know, self-conscious all the time, because we all know that negative self-talk that we give ourselves, women especially, I'm talking to you, that negative self-talk is something that really can put a big old damper in your sex life. Take it from me. I'm married, two kids. I know what I'm talking about. So maybe a little bit of good exercise will help improve our sex life. You are listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of the great information that we're giving, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, to the award-winning Radio MD. I love saying that. The award-winning Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.